This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we just passed the 4th of July a week ago, and it's not unreasonable to think about the supplies you need for and after the fall harvest. One of the biggest inputs we'll be thinking about is fall fertilizer and its availability. In the past, we saw some ridiculous prices due to trade disputes and other factors, but we saw them ease off a little last year. But like with any new growing season, there are new challenges to be aware of. So what's in store for 2024? We hear from Josh Linville of StoneX next.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
This year seems to be more about the weather-related challenges facing our fertilizer supply. Let's start with the Gulf Coast region. This is where fertilizer shipments dock in New Orleans and make their way up the Mississippi River. The Gulf Coast is now in hurricane season, and as of right now, Hurricane Beryl is the only one we've had to worry about. But will it be enough to disrupt fertilizer shipments?
It looks like that hurricane shouldn't have any tremendous effects on any sort of fertilizer shipments or anything like that, but it does act as a reminder. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we had hurricanes shoving right up into the mouth of the Mississippi River. It just takes one storm to completely disrupt that. Today, everything's doing okay. Tomorrow, who knows?
Speaking of the Mississippi River, Linville says the heavy rains of the upper Midwest all find their way down that riverway from one direction or another, and that may be where we see bigger headaches.
The biggest pressing issue today, it's been the rainfall. Tons and tons of rain up north. I know here, just outside the window, we can see the Missouri River, and she's full. A lot of reports up and down the rivers that that bottom ground is getting flooded out, probably not going to get planted this year, not going to have a crop on it. And yeah, we started thinking about that about a week or two ago in terms of what does this mean for barge shipments. And now we are finally starting to see reports on the Mississippi. Some of these locks are getting closed. Now it's a short-term situation. We think it gets flushed out relatively quickly. A couple of disruptions we can handle, especially this time of the year, right? We're far enough removed from the fall season, we can make up that time, but not if it continues to get worse. If we stay on this trend and the river systems stay high and it continues to impact barges in a longer-term situation, it's a new story.
It's not just weather that Linville's watching. The global marketplace and demand are also two major factors, and there's a lot of eyes on what India is planning to do.
Nitrogen market is getting challenged right now. India has stepped in. It looks like they're going to make a major purchase. The market is expecting them to lock up 1 to 1.5 million tons. We'll get the details of that early next week, but the global urea markets have moved up pretty significantly, but there's a lot of signs that they could back off. So that's going to be something we're watching.
China's also looking to make waves for the global supply as they're making cuts to phosphate availability.
The other biggest thing in their face right now is China. The government has stepped in. They have been reducing the number of tons of phosphate that's getting the global markets a little bit more excited. They have also continued to put restrictions on global urea, which is keeping that market very, very tightly supplied. So, you know, as big of a world it is, it really comes down to a few points that we're watching closely.
The weeks ahead may be very interesting. Now is a very good time to talk with your fertilizer supplier, see what options they have and how they're seeing their amounts of fertilizer availability coming up for the fall. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network on this July the 12th, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great weekend.